Small Town Big Idiot and General Sarcasmo Brodie Snook was once told on a first date that she was a handful, and may he rest in peace. Chortle's 2020 Best Newcomer and two-time Raw Comedy State finalist navigates the toxic sausage fest that is life and wonders why her opinions do not get her laid in her hostile, hilarious and heartfelt show Handful, which was also named in the UK Telegraph's Best Comedy Shows of Edinburgh Fringe 2019. And I had the privilege of chatting with Brodie earlier this week. Hey Brodie, thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
So you've been based in the UK since 2010. How does it feel being back on home soil for a bit?
I feel nothing but gratitude to be home. It's actually the 1 year anniversary of my return to Australia this week.
Oh, wow.
So this time last year I was deep into hotel quarantine mode over in Perth. I feel incredibly lucky. I look at my peers and my friends back in the UK in comedy who have really not been able to have a semblance of the wonderful year that I've been able to have, you know.
Yeah.
It's hardships as well, obviously, but being able to work and do festivals is really amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about your show, Handful. What is it about and what can audiences expect?
So my show, yes, is called Handful, and I sort of named it inspired by a story in which I go on a first date with a person and I'm called a handful by that person within the first 5 minutes of the date. Every bit of press I've done, everyone has asked me if that person stayed in my life. A person did not stay in my life, but they have left quite a legacy because I've now been doing this show for nearly 2 years.
Oh, wow. So I guess, how would you describe your comedic style and what are some of your comedic influences?
So my style is pretty dry, pretty dark, pretty relatable, as is the feedback that I have been getting from the show. I am lucky enough to receive some really wonderful DMs from my demographic after the show saying, oh, my goodness, you know, you're talking my language. And, you know, I've even had a few people message me to say that, you know, they've realised their self-worth in their relationship and that they've been being treated poorly and sort of happy stories like that. So really that's my kind of standing ovation. I really like to hear that, you know, I've managed to use my show to reach people in that way while being entertaining, of course. So, yeah, it's the show is it is a bit dark, but it's heartfelt and there's some really strong messages in there as well. But I have, you know, worked really hard to make it a very funny show as well. So it's not, it's certainly not the next minute, but
I guess, you know, like takeaways from audiences would feel empowering, which is really, really great. I think comedy is amazing when it comes to creating such powerful messages, like feeling a bit more empowered and stuff. So that's really exciting to hear. So where and when can we see Handful?
So I will be doing my show Handful at the Sydney Comedy Fest. It opens next week and it opens on Wednesday the 28th at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville and goes through till Sunday the 2nd. So, yeah, the show's at 7 p.m. Apart from Sunday, which it will be 6 p.m. So, yeah, I've just finished a run over in Melbourne for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which was really wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Went very well, and yeah, I'm really excited to be bringing it to Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. Well, look, it sounds amazing. I'm going to grab my tickets as soon as we finish this interview because I'm really, really keen to see it. Thank you so much for joining me, Brodie. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but it was really great speaking to you and wishing you all the best for your show.
No problems. Look forward to having you there.